What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Monday morning, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you so much for tuning in and making this a part of your day. Man, we had an amazing time this weekend at the River Northwest Church in Bremerton, Washington. And listen, if any of you are in that area, stop by that church. Pastors Jason and Hannah Gillick, they're amazing what they're doing there. And God is expanding in so many ways. It's so good to be with you. So much has happened. A lot to jump into. I want to call this episode, Don't Respond to Darkness. Don't respond to darkness. It was 9 years ago, really to yesterday. November 12th, 2008. We were just starting out a little small church in Westerly, Rhode Island, and traveling a lot. And I remember I got a phone call that the morning after. It would really be today, actually, November 13th. November 13th, 9 years ago today, I get a phone call. And it was somebody I love so dearly, and they said, you know, can I meet with you? I need to get together. You don't understand. I'm so frustrated. I just want to meet with you. And I said, sure. We're just coming in off a trip. I said, not an issue. You know, what's going on? And they sat down with me and they said, man, I just feel like giving up. I'm so discouraged. I just feel so defeated. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, what happened? You know, like what traumatic event took place in his life? And he goes, the ruling, you know. The ruling. I'm going out of my mind. The ruling. And I'm thinking, oh man, sorry. I've been on the road so much traveling. I'm not paying attention to current events. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on in the world. And he says, can you believe the ruling? And the day before, Connecticut, the state that we're in anyway, they passed a legislation for same-sex marriage. So basically, for the first time, you know, a man could marry a man and all that kind of corrupt craziness. But this believer was manifesting as if the Lord got knocked out, as if this dude was on the ropes wondering how to recover. And there was a point I couldn't even listen to this person's complaining. I just started looking and going, are you really living in there? Like, and I realized, you know, if you went on Facebook that day, all you saw was like the sky fell. You know what I mean? And if you looked at the news, all you saw was like, you know, California, Proposition 8, Connecticut, you know, all these kind of states that typically don't have biblical values, right? Because we all know it is absolutely a sin to be homosexual. The Bible makes it clear. You're all welcome at the church. We love you. You have the issue with your sin, not me. People try to make it a homosexual issue. Nobody cares about your issue, bro. Like, get over yourself. Like, no one cares that you're gay. Get over yourself. Meet Jesus and all that crap's going to leave. It don't matter what you do. Look, who cares? Get over it. Deal with it. Get close to God and let him deal with your life. You follow what I'm saying? So we get hung up on sin issues and it's like, really, bro? It's a you problem. It doesn't matter if you're cursing with a sailor mouth in my office, because that's not cool either, or you're doing something like that. Look, they both separate you from God, and people build up one over the other because we don't have a tolerance or we don't understand, and we would never, and all those things are right. But really? You're not even upset at the devil. You're giving sin the power? You're giving somebody's sexual preference the power, when we're not even upset at the devil that bound him. And when I heard this, I realized at that moment that Christians shouldn't be this way, but you're a reactionary society. And it really touches on Friday's episode, right? Uncertain Times. Yeah, it talks about Friday. And how do we respond as Christians to what's going on the earth? The bottom line is bring light. But what we want to do is dissect it and kind of pick apart the sin and talk about this one and that. It's like, bro, seriously, dude, really? You really think this is about homosexuality? You really think if nobody's gay on the earth, this is going to be okay? Stop. And when Connecticut passed the law, the Christians went nuts and felt like we were defeated. And I felt like the Christians didn't do their job. Because as Christians, our response to darkness has to be bring light. Look, I love guns. There's no secret about it. We carry them. We love them. There's not a secret about it. But the answer to the horrific Texas massacre that just took place, which by the time Friday's episode aired, we actually, it hadn't happened yet. It happened like the day after that day, you know? But it was no secret that God gave us that message to preach last Friday about, you know, uncertain times. As horrific as that massacre is, if your only response is, oh, I need more guns, you're looking at a manifestation. Right? We all love them. Come on, bro. It's fun. But if that's your response, then you're just as bad as the other one who set him off as like a tool that morning and thought, oh, God's done. No, bro, you're an idiot. It has nothing to do with a sexual preference. This has nothing to do with guns. This has nothing to do with the access. It says, no, you could loophole gun. Look, it doesn't matter. I remember a crackhead in Canada said to me one time, we don't have guns here. You can't have guns here. Look, you give me $600, I'll take you right now to some dude on the corner and I'll get you an Uzi if you really want one. He was in Canada. So you don't care what your gun, you're stupid. I'm talking about a Christian perspective. Why are we living in reaction to darkness instead of bringing light? That's our response. I feel a theme brewing. I feel a theme brewing. I don't have time now. Why are we living in reaction to darkness instead of bringing light? It frustrates me. You can tell me Jesus Christ lives in us. He gave us all this power and all this authority to live in reaction to darkness? To wave a flag when Proposition 8 gets approved? You're nuts, man. Look, we're going to talk after the break a promise that I put over my son's room. We give a scripture for all our boys, and this is the one we put over his room. And I want to put it over your room. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Everyone, Pastor Jason Gillick here from the River Northwest Church, and we want to invite you to join Pastor James and the Engaging Heaven family for two powerful days of ministry with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Make plans now to get your faith ignited and allow the fire of God to transform your life. December 7th and 8th at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut.
What's up, everybody? Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. We're talking about living in response to darkness. Listen, I want you to share this. Let people know. Put it on your Facebook every day on my personal Facebook page and the bigger page because they limit you. So I have a personal one for 5,000 and then a fan page, Pastor James Levesque. I put it out on my Twitter at James_Levesque, my Instagram at. Let people know. Look, this is something that believers really need to understand because everybody wants to know what is our response. And as a people, we live in reaction instead of, it's like we love football. It's like always playing defense. Do you know what I mean? Like when you play defense, unless you're the Seahawks at the goal line, because these dudes know they're scoring. Typically when you play defense, that was for you, Jason. Typically when you play defense, you're more like just trying to like make sure that you don't give up the big play. You know what I mean? Don't let them get through. You're not really playing offense. You're not striking as much as you're preventing. Does that make sense? When you're on offense, you're like, my goal is to now penetrate you and knock you over and bring what I have at you. Can you handle it? You know what I mean? in Christianity, it's like so many of us live on defense. It's like we're just living in reaction to what happened. Oh, the enemy just did this. Okay, we got to do this. Oh, this just happened in my life. Oh, we got to regroup. Oh, they just passed a law in Connecticut. Where did my salvation go? And it's like, if heaven, if Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God was a stock, the day they passed that law in Connecticut, the stock didn't move. Because Hebrews says that we're serving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Believers are shaken, not his kingdom. And we have to stop living in reaction to darkness. When Isaac was born, the Lord, we always ask God for a scripture over all of our boys. We ask God for, give me something that's going to mark his life. We typically put it over their crib. Maybe I can even put that up and show you guys the picture today when it airs on what the scripture, what's above his bed. And we typically have somebody make it kind of like your cool, you know, like a wooden sign with a scripture. And the scripture the Lord gave us for our son that is over his bed right now, if you come to my house, it's Psalms 20, verse 7. And it says, some men trust in chariots and some men trust in horses, but we put our trust in the name of the Lord. Some men trust in Proposition 8. Some men trust in massacres because you want that to change to make you feel better. But we put our trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, his name alone is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're safe. We have got to realize that the answer to darkness is bring light. I would travel. I travel a whole lot, right? And I would show up to cities and people would pick me up in the cars, right? They'd pick me up to take me to the church or the hotel. And it came to a moment that every city I went into, somebody was building their case on why their city sucked. Oh, we have our hard opposition here. There's no, all the biker gangs, all the prostitutes. Oh, you know, no, the, you know, it's the liberals, it's the conservatives, it's the dead churches, it's the sin, it's the over. Oh, we have a heroin epidemic. We have old lady with a hair epidemic. I mean, everywhere I went, it was like, I'd get in the car and you would build your case on why your city is full of hell. And I thought, why are you here? Like, why come to the meeting? It sounds like you just bought in. And it got to a point where it was so aggravating to me. Because here's a Christian who has the words of life. The Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. Here is a Christian who has the power to speak and change things. And they're in the car with me. Let me think about it. That's me, bro. So they're thinking, here comes a minister, a guy with a worldwide platform. If you're talking that ridiculous to me, how are you talking when I'm not around? If I just met you and you're like, yeah, our city stinks, the devil's in control. What in the world is it like in your house? We don't declare his promises. We don't stand on his word. We don't bring light. And then we get mad at God when it doesn't work out. That's ridiculous, man. That's absolutely ridiculous. You want to help the victims from the Texas massacre? Be more like Jesus. You want to touch your city? It's not going to be gun legislation. I have lots of well-meaning friends. I got a guy I know. He really felt like it was mandate to stop abortion. So he would do crazy things, right? Like, you know, tape his mouth outside of courthouses and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was kind of, at first it was like, yeah, that's pretty crazy. But then everybody wanted to stand outside of a courthouse and tape their mouth. And I'm like, nobody cares. You just look dumb. Nobody cares. Like, God didn't tell you to even do that. Why are you doing it? And you think that that's going to make a difference? You have got to bring light. You have got to be the person that makes a difference in this world. We can't just stand for things. We have to change things. And the answer, I mean, obviously we're not getting through this now. I mean, are you kidding me? We're going to spend some days on this. You have got to make a decision today that you are not going to live in response to darkness. You're going to bring light. Light changes things. The Jesus in you, you want to help innocent lives? Spend time with the Lord. Build up your faith in that holy place and make a difference in this earth. Or go on Facebook and sound stupid, but one or the other, one's going to give you an impact and one is going to do nothing for your life. Stop scrolling through Facebook. Start making a difference. Tomorrow, we're going to talk. We're going to continue this right on. It's really an important topic, and I really believe that this week you're going to be transformed, you're going to be changed, you're going to be challenged to really, really make a difference in this world. I'm out.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.